Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
All the peaches.
Oh my gosh.
Hi guys.
It comes with a very heavy heart. Mercury's going into reggaeton.
Fuck. Not in Gatorade.
We're gonna need some Gatorade, bitch, because it's in Libra. But before we get into that, let's talk about, let's talk about Steve from Blue's Clues.
Oh my god, Steve.
That came out of nowhere.
I was at a friend's house under the influence,
marijuana.
Puffing that shit with Uncle Snoop, and that video popped up, and I, no joke, started bawling, crying. I was like,
that was the first man that ever ghosted us. All of us. Now we can work on our issues with men. No, I'm kidding. Somebody tweeted that, and I peed my pants, but I was like, this is a closure that we all never knew that we needed, because Steve was just like, I just got a letter. It's my college application. Bye. And we were like, what?
And then that one man was like, Steve just told me I look good. Like, no one can fuck with me this week.
Can't tell me shit.
Can't tell me nothing.
So all I gotta say is this.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Mercury retrograde is who it's from. In true pre-shadow retrograde fashion, this motherfucker came back.
Like an ex popped up, said, he's how
like,
you doing?
He's like, can we talk about it?
Weird. Oh, you look good, by the way.
He an Aquarius, and so is Blue's bitch ass. Y'all. But,
what was that?
That's the noise that Blue makes.
Blue is my real girlfriend, all right?
I was fucking with Magenta.
I was fucking with Paprika, yo.
Oh, now there's sage and fucking cumin. I'm like, what? Y'all had twins?
Stop.
And once again, she stepped out because one's green and one's beige. And I don't understand.
Who is Peppa fucking?
I don't know.
Because it's not Mr. Salt.
Maybe they got one of them fancy spice racks. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, she's getting real spicy up in here in that fucking rack.
We
shit.
Just got a letter. Wonder who it's from. But, some wins for the week. We are almost at 10K, and we added Austria.
Ooh.
Welcome.
But, we had some wins on social this week. Steffi Shoes was killing it with the meme game.
Once again, the meme destroyer from the Met Gala or whatever.
Yeah.
It was the outfits for me that weren't for me.
It's Kim K as an air sign coming back from the dead for me.
As a Dementor in Harry Potter for me.
After ghosting many men. She comes back like,
why did Paris Hilton have a BDSM stunt double?
Hello? With the fucking leather mask?
I was like, what?
Nobody even knew who that was. I was like, who is she? I don't know who she is.
I had no clue who it was.
I think it was Kim Petras or something.
That who shall not be named.
Is Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
I don't know who she is. But as usual, if you don't follow us on our socials, then what the hell are you doing?
Fuck you.
We are all over the place. We are on Instagram at @the_astrologers. We are on Twitter at @theastrologers. Mm. We are on TikTok at @theastrologers. Mm-hmm. And we also stream in on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Leave us a comment. Slip in the DMs. Give us a little slip butt.
We love it.
Talk to us. So enough of that. Let's go into our favorite part of the board.
The nasty.
The dirty.
Oh, dirty pop. I don't know where that came from. All right.
The slut butts. Give me some slut butts. Who got some slut butts for me this week?
I got slut butts. So this is kind of like not a sex slut butt, but just like, honey, get the teacups because the fucking tea is whistling. It is ready to be sipped. Kermit vibes. Tell me how this involves a Capricorn and a Scorpio.
Oh, good Lord.
So they've been entangling wangling for like 5-6 years. It's been going back and forth. Never official. Just, definition of entanglements, whatever.
It's been you tangling the sheets.
So, whatever, they're not dating, but, they entangle, they hang out. But, honestly, they do, couple shit, whatever. So, basically, one night, he kind of disappeared. He wasn't answering his phone. She really knew the vibes.
Who the Capricorn, who the Scorpio?
Capricorn girl, Scorpio man.
Of course.
It's a toxicity for me.
Love that.
So tell me how this Capricorn went boss bitch, like Devil Wears Prada, boss mode. Uh-huh. You know that bitch was scary?
Yeah.
She owned a business?
That's it.
So she's calling him. He's not answering. All of a sudden, a girl picks up.
Cool. Shut the fuck up.
And the girl's like, hello, who's this? And the girl's like, you know, they have an exchange. And the girl's like, well, do you want to come here? And the Capricorn goes, yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I do. Because she could never pin him down. And when he was doing some shit, and she finally pinned him.
So she gift from the universe.
So she rolls up. When she got there, the girl was like, I don't think we should do this. She goes, do what? Walks in, finds homie butt-ass naked, snoring on the floor, wasted drunk. Now, mind you, the other girl had an engaged a wedding ring on her finger, an engaged ring.
Oh, that's
engagement
nice.
Engagement, a wedding ring. Yeah, this just gets better.
Great.
We don't know her sign, but I'm going to say Pisces. So she woke him up. He snapped his head, looked at her. His eyes acted like he saw the Grim Reaper of Kim K at the Met. And then he closed his eyes and went back to sleep. She said, fuck you, I ain't with this bullshit, to the girl, you could keep him, and walked out.
Good for her. Fuck that. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a
shine like glass, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass. So that's it for our slut butts for this week. We decided we want to jump right the fuck into Mercury and Gatorade and give you the, like, the tea and how to survive and thrive and, you know, how to... I did not cry.
At least it's not in Gemini, like earlier this year. That was intense.
I don't want to talk about it.
That was a season of change.
That
baby.
Fuck, yo. So Mercury is turning retrograde again. And it's in indecisive ass Libra. On the plus side, this is the last retrograde of 2021.
Thank God.
The last Mercury retrograde, I should say. Because we have, like, other planets.
It's fucking wild.
This retrograde will be lasting from September 27th to October 23rd. So don't be late. Back up that iCloud. Mm-hmm. Don't text your ex. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at me. Stop stalking your ex on your Finsta page. Don't stop looking at me. We're on to you and on to me. Right now, we're officially in the shadow phase, so you can start feeling the effects of Mercury's fuckery already. I sure do. Fucking Steve from Blue's Clues coming after us. Now, Mercury and Gatorade gets a bad rap because we get to blame our bullshit on other things. You know, as I'm sipping my iced coffee walking late into work. Sorry, I'm late because Mercury retrograde, not because I was waiting on the line for Starbucks.
Spice.
Give me that cold brew. When Mercury turns retrograde, it can bring up a lot of communication and technology breakdowns, losing your shit, travel delays, and being a bit on the nervous side. So chill out, fuckers. You got this. Mercury in retrograde motion stirs shit up a bit, so watch your words. But I also think it's a great time because it's also like a time to double check. What drums up? Maybe a situation wasn't handled correctly. Mm. Maybe you need to curse your ex out again for closure. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I like that. Maybe you're acting in a manner that isn't serving your highest good. Mm-mm. Well, well, well. So, all in all, with pre-shadow and post-shadow, the Mercury Hunger Games will begin on September 6th, hit its peak on September 27th, and go on till October 18th. It'll lighten up a bit, but still be looming over us till November 2nd. So buckle up, bitches.
Now, also something to note, this is happening in the sign of Libra. Libra being the scales, I feel there is a tone of striving to find the balance during this time. Like we said earlier, if something isn't meant to be, Mercury retrograde is coming to cosmically slap your fucking ass.
Well, that was loud. I'm sorry if you're driving. Hope your cheek stings.
Mine does.
If you're single, it's about to get real fun in the streets during this retrograde. Libra is Venus ruled after all. So watch out for those entanglements. A key to the solution to any Mercury retrograde problem lies in the element Mercury. It's found in fire, earth, air, or water. And this one is air, just like our last one, which was Gemini. So think of it like this. Mercury tends to favor one element over another at times, and this sets the tone for what needs to be revisited. Mm. When it favors fire, it's showing us to get a new vision and get creative.
Okay.
Tap into bigger and badder. When it's in earth, it's calling for us to be more practical about finding solutions, taking a moment to stop and reflect. When it's swimming in water, it's calling for us to come back to our intuition. So make sure you listen to that intuition and your heart. And when it favors air, it's all about the communication. analytical and modern, out with the old and in with the new, operate from logic over emotion.
Bars. Positive note, this Mercury retrograde is a bit more positive because it aligns with the two most fortunate of all fixed stars, bringing a bit of positive bad bitch vibe. All you have to do is win the Hunger Games or find the lesson when you're stressing. So let's get into what to expect this retrograde, what to be mindful of, and what to work with. The Mercury retrograde transit in Libra begins with a trine between Jupiter and the moon and ends in an opposition with Chiron. Yikes! And a grand trine with Lilith, which I can't wait to get into that fucking episode, and Saturn. This is a time that would block all our growth and development in life. We would be encouraged to expand our thought process around this time. Relationships are also greatly heightened during this Mercury retrograde as it is occurring in Libra.
On September 29th, Mercury finds itself in a square to Pluto, so we may feel a bit on the downside. Oh. So it's all about that self-care, bitch. Self-fucking-care. But on the same day, Venus and Neptune connect, so get together with someone close to you. It'll lift your mood.
So if you're feeling blue, get with your bitches. We all better be together that day. We'll tickle each other. We're playing Nintendo that day.
We're playing Giant Uno.
Try not to make any important moves when Mercury is retrograde.
Hell nah.
Mm-mm. Nothing will be settled successfully for the future during these periods anyway. You will find it nearly impossible to nail down a plan.
Well, I'll see y'all in 4 weeks.
During a retrograde period, it is hard to get decisions from others. Even if a decision is made, it will be subject to change. Either just after Mercury turns to direct motion or much, much later. Oh. Of course, we aren't saying if shit is already in motion back out, but just be mindful. Uh-huh. Fun fact, most marriages end in divorce. Relationships that begin in a retrograde usually don't last. Could be 12 days.
12 days!
Or 22 years. But sooner or later.
Sorry, baby. But it's actually the truth. Dick. Fuck my life. My leg. It's true, though. A lot of relationships that start in Mercury retrograde, y'all could be together 80 years and then, well, 80 is a little ridiculous, but like 50 years and then divorce.
But like, it's true because 12 days later, we actually started talking and like dating during a retrograde. It was in Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. So obviously, it's never bound to work. Romance tends to go haywire, too, during Mercury retrograde periods. Couples tend to create miscommunications that in turn can cause a domino effect of errors.
Ooh, let's fight, baby.
Try not to jump to conclusions and keep striving for clarity. Your sweetheart or spouse could also have a sudden change of mind. That's because people aren't always thinking straight during these phases. Mercury retrograde is notorious for creating confusion. Mercury will form three beautiful trines with retrograde Saturn in Aquarius on September 20th, October 3rd, and November 1st. Mm. These repeated connections will give us the opportunity to expand our minds and reach great concentration and attention to detail. They also represent the opportunity for a do-over when it comes to working on a project we were not able to get right previously. And while this sounds peachy, Mercury will also form three not-so-beautiful squares with retrograde Pluto in Capricorn on September 22nd, October 1st, and November 2nd. We must be alert during these times since communication could quickly turn sour. These are times to watch what we say, as the intensity coming from Pluto could sneak in and make us say something that we could later regret.
Although these Mercury retrograde periods can be frustrating, they are often useful too, for they allow us to reassess, revisit, readdress, redo, and redesign our plans. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we rush along in life without fully considering our basic assumptions or actions. Mercury retrograde allows us to stop, look, listen, and redirect our energies more productively. Mercury also helps us find closure to certain situations.
All right.
To combat your own critics, even if they don't deserve your sympathy, if you're feeling as though people are being a little bit too direct with you, understand that they are trying to do you a favor by telling you the truth instead of fluffing up situations. Think of it like this. Finding balance with others may try our patience.
Now let's dive right into how the signs will be handling this cosmic fuckery. We will be lightly diving in. If you want to know more, Google this shit.
Google it, baby.
Aries, this will be showing up in the area of love, romance, creativity, and children.
Hello?
Your communication with those who are closest to you may be affected more so than others. Focus on love and relations. What comes up, positive or negative? Taurus, this is going to come up in the areas of home, family, and roots. The way you connect with family may be affected. Great time to plan to revamp your house and family life, but put that shit into action when Mercury goes direct.
Gemini, this is your ruling planet, and it's happening in Libra, another dual air sign. This retrograde could bring changes with personal relationships. So watch your communication while connecting with others. Be careful.
I'm going to be yelling at everybody.
Cancer, this is hitting the area of finances and material circumstances. Mm. Things may arise that are calling you to get real about your finances and career ideas. Don't be flashy with your money.
You better save that shit, ho. Don't buy the belt. You don't need it.
Leo, expect issues or things to arise in the realms of relationships. A tough lesson may be on the way that involves pride and ego that will have long-term effects. So watch that ego. Virgo, once again, another Mercury-ruled sign. The area of more business things can be affected. Avoid major contracts or litigations. The areas of big selling and buys should be made after Mercury goes direct.
I know that's right.
Don't sue them, baby. Libra, now this is happening in your sign. So you need to be mindful of being more legitimate in your thoughts and actions. Be cautious with your actions, like I just fucking said. I'm reiterate it twice. It's more on a broad spectrum for Libra. Sorry, hoes. Your shit about to be shaking all the fuck up. Scorpio, this retrograde is going to bring up some unresolved shmoney issues. Sorry. This could be a great time to reflect ways to improve your personal and professional standing. Maybe you should think about going about things a different way. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Sagittarius, it's the self-reflection for y'all. Sag tends to just go and think later, so this time it said some rash decisions may come back up to haunt them. Boo.
Oogie boogie 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 boogie.
Oogie boogie. Capricorn. It seems that there's going to be a cloud of confusion and troubles of the heart. Caps also may struggle with keeping personal issues or problems out of the public eye.
Ooh.
In true Cap fashion. Caps don't share their shit, but y'all about to.
Ooh, split a tea. Let me know how shit's crumbling. Falling in the deep.
Aquarius, a personal relationship with a friend may come to a halt. So just be mindful of this. If someone is in your circle and isn't serving your greater good, we'll let it go vibes. Even if it fucking blows. Pisces, tones of the future, career, and changes in this area may stir up. If you've been avoiding something important with work, stop being a Pisces and face that shit.
And out. Mm-hmm. And out.
So that's about it for the signs. So may the odds be ever in your favor.
Survival guide tips. Double check that you have everything before you fucking leave anywhere. Surround yourself with positive people. Revisit the comforts of your past if you're feeling it a little more. And think twice before you goddamn say anything.
Here's what we'll leave you with. If there was a mantra for this transit, it would be that patience is a virtue. Oh, God. Indecisiveness will be at an all-time high, so cultivating understanding and mindfulness will take you a long way.
All right.
We got another slut butt for me, Angel.
I got one more. The slut butts this week are not slutty, but they're just crazy. Crazy.
Oh, boy.
I'm stressed.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, so we got a Tarsus that's sleeping with a Cancer.
Damn.
No, wait, that's sleeping with a Leo with a Cancer Venus who loves to golf.
Oh.
Loves to hit some balls with his putter. So he decided he wanted to take her, the Leo, wants to take the Taurus mini golfing to see her competitive side and her skill set. What the fuck, golf? So they played 18 fucking holes.
Oh.
And they would try to not get sexual on the course because, you know, there's kids, there's families. Yeah. There's no glucks happening. But the tension was building at the mini course.
Was it?
Mini golf course.
Was it building behind the windmill? Because it'd be building for me.
It was shaking. So, because golf is so sexual and the sexual tension that comes from around a mini
golf. He was
golf,
trying to strike one specific hole.
But see.
18 holes? You mean 19?
It was one hole, two balls. So, at the end of the game, he's like, oh, I have to use the restroom. So he starts walking to the men's room, which is outside. And he asks and goes, aren't you coming with me?
Oh.
So this bitch didn't even blink twice and followed, trying to be as quiet and as cautious as possible until they heard another man say, you guys disgust me. So unfortunately, we didn't get two balls, one hole. They left and went home. And she said, that's a first for me on a mini golf. I said, I don't. That, what? Mini golf. He was trying to put something else in a hole. But, yeah, you know, that concludes this week's God. Slut Butts.
You disgust me.
You filthy piggy whores.
Y'all clapping cheeks at a fucking mini golf event. So that concludes this week's episode of The Astrologers. I hope you guys stay safe this Mercury retrograde, because you know I'm going to be hiding, ducking, and dodging.
I feel like it's not going to be as intense as the one we had back in Gemini, because that shit was out of control.
I was thriving.
But I will say this, for people who are born in a Mercury retrograde, you guys tend to thrive during this time. Mm-hmm. So... I hate y'all. Y'all are so jealous. Fuck y'all. I'm just suffering. I'm suffering every fucking year, every times a year.
And I got one thing to say. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tongue. When it comes, I want to welcome you.